This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
As Trans Awareness Week wraps up, we sent Dee Mason from Joy Breakfast to chat with Vicky Ward, the Minister for Employment in the Victorian Government, to discuss Project Purple. It's an innovative initiative supported by the state government through Fitted for Work. And this important program is designed to help trans and gender diverse Victorians secure safe, sustainable employment and build fulfilling careers.
Hopefully all Joy listeners are now well aware that it's Trans Awareness Week, which sits neatly in Trans Month nationally. It's been a great opportunity for all of us, really, to explore not just the fabulousness of our trans community, but also to really delve into some issues that impact our trans and gender diverse friends, to look at ways we can support them and to promote programs and initiatives that might actually help. One such initiative is Project Purple. It's a program delivered by Fitted for Work and made possible via Victorian government funding. It's designed to support trans, non-binary and gender diverse job seekers to access inclusive employment. Vicky Ward is the Minister for Employment in the Allan government in Victoria, and she joins me now. Minister Ward, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me on, Dick.
Tell us about Project Purple and why the Victorian government has supported this initiative.
So Project Purple was established with Fitted for Work to help people who are transgender, gender diverse, develop the skills that they need and the confidence that they need and deserve to go out into the broader workforce. So it's a bit of a wraparound service where you're able to go in and have conversations with staff there to work through job readiness workshops, job search workshops, to work through interview techniques, to get your CV sorted out, but also to have this amazing experience of being fitted for work, which is to have these clothes that can transform your confidence and know that you've got the package together. You've got it all in your head. You've got that confidence and you've got this amazing outfit that you are then just going to rock up to a job interview and completely smash because you're just ready.
It goes beyond clothes, doesn't it? I've been aware of Fitted for Work and I've certainly donated to them. God knows why they want my clothes.
Well, thank you for that. but look, it's so good. The array of clothes that they've got and the diversity of clothes they've got is important. So thank you for donating to them because they need it. It's great.
Fitted for Work's been offering this service for a long time to all women in Victoria and it's very successful. Project Purple offers it specifically to trans and gender diverse people. Can you run me through what are the specific challenges faced by our trans and gender diverse friends in seeking safe employment?
Fitted for Work is there to support women particularly who are vulnerable. So there will be women who will be accessing Fitted for Work who have experienced family violence, or who may have come from a refugee background, who are facing discrimination barriers in some form. Now, when it comes to our transgender community, we know that there are layers of complexity and challenges that they face individually. And so to have a bespoke program so that Fitted for Work is really able to focus and work through how they as an organisation can get it right in terms of the support they offer, but also ensure that there is that sense of safety, that there is that sense of respect and inclusion, that somebody can come who may well be lacking so much confidence because they do not know or they fear how the broader world might see them or accept them. To know that there is a specific program that is there that is absolutely going to welcome you, absolutely help you feel safe and build up your confidence is very important. And that's why something like Project Purple needed to happen.
Of course, Fitted for Work has offered services to women for years and now with Project Purple to our trans women. What about our trans men? Is there somewhere specifically, is there a service available? Do they face the same issues?
They do face the same issues. Fitted for Work is there for gender diverse people. And I guess it's in terms of the skill set that they're trying to develop, absolutely that can be provided. In terms of the diversity of the wardrobe that is available at Fitted for Work, it would be best to give them a call and to have a chat. But it's a good starting point because you know that it is a place of safety. that they are, you know, they are wanting to support gender diversity in all of its forms.
In corporate Australia, I notice there's a lot of employers that say, you know, that they put the flags out for the Wear It Purple Day, and they and their mission statements all say, you know, we're an employer, an equal opportunity employer, and it's bring your whole self to work day and everything. If this is the case in corporate Australia now, why are trans friends experiencing such hardship getting into safe and meaningful employment?
Oh, because it's more than a ribbon, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got to do the work as an organisation to ensure that your culture within your organisation is inclusive and is respectful.
And who's checking on that? Do we have a tick system, or is there some way that we can monitor that?
We do. Well, we do have a tick system, and that is being that is rolling out. And there is a process to go through to be accredited for the rainbow tick. And thank you, thanks for mentioning that. There is a process to go through. There are ways that we can poll a process of accountability, I guess, which is that when you have got a rainbow tick, we know that you're actually doing what you say you're going to do. It's more than cupcakes. It's more than flags out. You've actually transformed your culture so that no matter who your employee is, they feel safe.
My sound grab for this interview will be, "It's more than cupcakes," says the minister.
Well, it is.
Yeah. But cupcakes are good, mm-hmm. Right?
Cupcakes are great, and they're little bundles of joy. They're great, but
I know what you mean.
It's
got to
be more than cupcakes.
Absolutely.
With every day, wherever you are, you've got to show that leadership when it comes to respect and inclusion. And this is an important part of the employment portfolio. It's also an important part of my preventing family violence portfolio. And the safer our communities are, the more respect we've got, the safer our communities are.
Indeed. Vicky Ward, sometimes I think, I wonder what a random lottery it is when a minister gets two portfolios. So you've copped employment as well as prevention of family violence, which on the first flush seems random. But when you think about it, and particularly in the context of this conversation, what happens at work and what happens at home influence
Absolutely.
Each other completely. And turning it back to our trans and gender diverse friends, if you've not got a happy home life, it's hard to find happy employment, and vice versa. And your employment really does impact your view of yourself and how that impacts your relationships at home.
So 100%.
Do you find there's a lot of coordination between these two portfolios for you on that sense?
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely overlap. It's really, the more time goes on, I think the more overlap I see. For both employment, we're looking at people who are finding barriers to getting into employment. You're rebuilding people and you're rebuilding their confidence. And for those people who have experienced family violence, it's a similar thing. But even for those people who have chosen to use violence, there's also a process of rebuilding them. Because they've got to make better choices. They've got to change the way they think about the world, and they've really got to change the way they think about particularly women. Particularly in the context of this conversation, rethink how they think about other, because that violence is most of the time being projected against other, whether it's women, whether it's children, whether it's your partner, whether it's different sexualities.
One final question for you, Minister Ward. Is there any chance that one of our trans and gender diverse friends could be strutting into a job interview wearing an ex-member for Eltham's pantsuit?
Oh, pantsuit, yeah. I don't rock the pantsuit, but they could find something else that I have tried to rock, absolutely.
I'll have to go into the Parliament online and check out your work vibes. But again... Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for supporting our community.
No, thanks for the opportunity to chat. I really appreciate it.
Great, thanks. That's Minister Vicky Ward, Minister for Employment in the Victorian State Government.
Thank you. And that's Dee Mason speaking with Vicky Ward, Minister for Employment, about Project Purple. It's a vital initiative supported by the Victorian Government through Fitted for Work. It's aimed at helping trans and gender-diverse Victorians access safe, sustainable employment opportunities.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.